الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصوم جنة ما لم يخرقها، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. With regard to our wudu, a few points that we missed out, Dariwada Usatis reminded us. One is very important, making miswak. Miswak is very, very important, and hopefully all of us have got our miswaks and we are making miswak. If any person would like a miswak, we have quite a bit, and just we will, inshallah, bring them and give them to you. In the Hadith Sharif it comes, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ بِالسِّوَاكِ أَبْضَلُ مِنْ سَبْعِينَ صَلَاةً بِدُونَ سِوَاكٍ أَوْ كَمَا قَالْ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. A namaz that is performed, and in the taharat of that, the wudu, miswak was made. That namaz is not equal to أَبْضَلُ مِنْ سَبْعِينَ صَلَاةً 70 namazas. Now imagine now in Ramadan, all the farais are multiplied by 70. So this one asr we didn't make, it is like 70 asr times we made asr namaz. And if we made miswak, then not a times another 70, afdalu min. And Allah's afdal, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who can imagine what is that afdal? If I say I'll give you 10 rand or 20 rand, you can't expect much more from a human. Allah say afdalu min. And so what is the value just by making miswak? In another hadith, إِنَّ سُنَّةَ السِّوَاكُ تُذَكِّرُ كَلِمَةَ شَهَادَةٍ عِنْدَ الْمَوْتِ. That the sunnah of miswak will remind, the barakat of that sunnah, you will be reminded to read kalimah shahadat. To die on kalimah tawheed is a very great thing. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. But kalimah shahadat is under oath to declare it. One is to make a statement, and one is under oath to say it. So yeah, kalimah shahadat a person will get just by the barakat of miswak. How much does it cost? And that also we should think, who of us, perhaps our children don't use toothbrush. We will make sure you brush your teeth today. And who, which mother, father will say that you make miswak? Are you making your miswak? And yet we are very good Muslims. And we uphold the sunnah. We are the sunnah people. And we are upholding the ways of the kuffar. That your toothbrush is the big faraz. Even for good people, toothbrush and toothpaste, and in fact all this, the toothpaste has got fluoride in it, and fluoride is a chemical waste. And the way they made money out of it, it had to be, they didn't know where to dump it, in the sea, in the mountains, in the jungle. They put it in the toothpaste, and they made us pay for it now. And it's a harmful thing. It's not a healthy thing. Today, with all the children using so much, almost all children, toothbrush, toothpaste is like a furrow. And we never saw this before. Most of the children all got braces now. Before, they didn't need braces. Their teeth were normal. Now, they all need braces. And braces, that the crime rate is gone so high that they have to put burglar bars on their teeth also. That somebody will steal their teeth also. So Allah bring us to come onto sunnah and onto our deen, our tariqah. Also with regard to this, a few things. Which house of ours hasn't got a showcase? Most of our houses got showcases. One time, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Panipuri, rahmatullah, had given a bayan, very, very effective. One person was saying, I must go in Jamaat. So he came to Maulana, I must go, your bayan. And I went, but I got no money. Mana said, come, I'll show you where you get your money. Sat down with him, say, you got a showcase in yours. Yeah, I got. He said, just sell part of the showcase. Will be more for your childa or your three childas also. And if we haven't got any house, haven't got a showcase, we got frames in our house. Frames also, which hadith it comes, you must have a frame. That there must be frames in the house. If not anything, a waterfalls, mountains, and very pious Ayatul Kursi. But basically, it is doing the West, but we just Islamicized it. We must do our Islamic, and what we need of dunya, we must Islamicize that also. The dunya things, what we need, we must Islamicize that. Not live a life of the kuffar, and then we Islamicize the kuffar tariqah. If we have a frame, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali had a frame also. What was the frame? Maut ka dhyan bhi lazim hai ke har aan rahe. That every person, to think of maut all the time, muraqabai maut, al-baydai, maut ka dhyan bhi lazim hai ke har aan rahe. Jo bashar aata hai dunya mein, whoever comes in this dunya, qaza kehti hai, maut says, main peeche chali aa rahi hu, I'm coming after you. Whoever has got life, maut says, from that time, I'm just behind you. I'll be catching you at any time. You are under not only surveillance, you are under my control. Whenever is the fixed time, I will just take you. So that if you have a frame like that to remind you, and we have frames, who reads Ayatul Kursi from the frame which is written? Or Asmaul Husna, we got it for beauty. And that is the way of the kuffar. That is not our way. That is not our beauty. So if we have a frame, it should be something that teaches us a lesson. And we should be taking the lesson. On our wuzu khanas, we are in the masjids also, other places, we got the du'as written. Sincerely ask ourselves, who read those du'as? We see them. Those du'as are not for the wuzu khana, for the wall there. Or we got by our door when we are leaving home, we got a du'a written. So are we reading the du'a? It's supposed to be a reminder. But notices are also put up and nobody takes notice of the notices. They are just put up. And somebody says, I didn't see. Fajr time is changed. Asr time is changed. I didn't take notice of the notice. Notices are also not taken notice of. So we should take our lessons from these things. So anyway, so the miswak. Inna sunnat astiwak tuzakkiru kalimata shahadatin indal maut. What great fazilat. In another riwayat, astiwak wa mitharatul lilfam mardatul lirrab. Miswak cleanses your mouth. If it was toothbrush and toothpaste that cleans your mouth, definitely Allah should have given it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam utitu ilm al-awwaleen wal-akhirin. He is declaring that miswak cleanses your mouth. So we should make miswak, do it properly. And maradatul lirrab, it pleases Allah ta'ala. And the toothpaste, does it please Allah, and the toothbrush? Or does it displease Allah? That yes, my Muslim banda, five times namaz, very regular tahajjud also. But his way, he won't leave out leaving the way of the kuffar. That he will stick onto it firmly and emphasize it for his children also. We are going anywhere, first thing is my children also are so trained. My toothbrush, toothpaste, is it in the bag or not? They must have it. But we must, and who will ever ask about toothbrush, about miswak? As we are sitting here, how many of us have got our miswak? How many of us are we making? Are we making our miswak? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So miswak is a very important thing also. Also, one of our friends reminded us that we mentioned about when we rinse our mouth, we must gurgle also. But of course, that is not in roza. Roza, there is no gurgling. Well, if we have got faraz roza, then there is no gurgling. And also, another very important thing, one friend also reminded us, must make be particular that the dirt that accumulates in the corner of the eye, that we must remove that, especially when it's Fajr time, morning, Tahajjud time, we had a sleep. Then normally it accumulates there. If it does not allow the water to reach, and just so much is left dry, then also wuzu won't be made. And sometimes, due to an eye infection or so, on the side also it gathers. that dirt, and this is also see the qudrat of Allah in this also, that all the time there is dust and dirt in the atmosphere also, and it goes into the eye also, and our blinking our eyes, it's not just that it's also put there by Allah Ta'ala. Everything Allah's deen is perfect. For example, just to digress a little bit, that many women, good pious woman, very pious woman, Ramzan, if we can take the pearl, so we don't get our menstrual periods. So we want to make more tilawat. Very good intention, you want to make more tilawat. And also our namazes, that we don't miss our namazes. And also our rozas, we don't miss them. Because we find very hard to keep a qaza roza is very hard. Ramzan's roza, very easy. But a qaza roza or a nafal roza, usually very hard. Ramzan rozas, everyone is keeping, it's easy. So they say, for that they want to take the pearl, contraceptive pearls, the woman want to take, and all this to block the natural system of Allah Ta'ala. Allah's system, Allah made the system of a woman that the dirty blood will accumulate and it has to come out. And now we are forcing it to stay in. And there are enough evidence, not from Muslim sources, non-Muslim, their chronicles, their periodicals, that this causes cancer, causes irreparable damage to the woman. Hey, one young lady, about 30 years, doctor she became. And she was also on the contraceptive pill, and then she developed a clot in her brain. And with 3 operations she went through, nothing, it just became worse and worse. And when they found out the diagnosis, what was the cause of it? The pearl. So this is when we go for Hajj Umrah, that we want to take the pearl there through our tawaf, etc. Just on the very superficial look, it's permissible. Shariat hasn't, it's not a haram. But it is a big haram. Because this is changing the creation of Allah, the system of Allah's creation. And Shaitan vowed, I will change the system of the creation of Allah. So the natural system of Allah, we are changing that system. So it's a total haram. It's working, being an agent of Shaitan when we are doing this. And the outside picture, very pious. That we want to read more Quran Sharif. We want to keep all our rozas. When we haven't got roza, we don't feel like it's Ramzan. We don't want to miss one roza. But the system of Allah is the perfect thing. So Allah's system is perfect. Yeah, the blinking of the eye. So that is also Allah's system, the blinking of the eye. All this, that the dust which is going around, it accumulates in the eye. And the wipers, the blinking of the eye, are the wipers of the eye. It's like the wipers work and clean the window. Like that it's cleaning and it deposits it all in the corner there. If it's more, it will deposit on this side also. But otherwise, mostly, yeah, in this corner, yeah. So then, we must remove that now. Don't stay with the dirt. And when you are making wuzu, wuzu is to purify us. So remove it completely. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala. And also, alhamdulillah, some brothers have reported that the namaz, what's called it, concentration, quality of namaz is improving. And also that we are feeling guilty, like we're not even like in deen, that we haven't done anything, we know where. So that's a very good feeling. Allah loves that feeling when a person feels I'm nothing. And the minute you feel I'm something, then you start falling from Allah's eyes. As long as we feel I'm a nothing. But of course, it must not go to the extent that it's too hard for me. I can't manage it, so let me give up everything. What's the sense I'm making namaz? My namazes are not accepted. I'm keeping rozas. My rozas are not accepted. So why must I keep roza? No, to that extent. And inshallah, nobody goes to that extent. And that also we should keep in mind. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, explained this in a beautiful way also. He says, like your gauge of your heat of your engine. You know, on the old cars, now it's different. There was a needle, then one side was the red, and one side was the green. So if it's in the green, very hot, your engine has become too hot. And if it's in the green, it's cool. Where ideal place is in the middle. So whenever we feel the bit depressed, I'm nothing, oh, what my namazes are, what my rozas, and you're feeling down, and you feel that I've committed so many gunas, what's going to happen to me? I stand no chance in the akhirah. Then look only at Allah's rahmat now. Bring the green now, and let the needle go to the green. And when Allah's rahmat too much, that what you call it, a person, for example, Tirmizi Sharif's riwayat, a person who asks Allah for Jannah 3 times, Jannah itself says to Allah, this one wants to come to me, so put him in me. And when a person asks protection of Jahannam 3 times, Jahannam says to Allah Ta'ala, this person doesn't want to me, he doesn't want to come in me, keep him away from me. So somebody can get, well, no namaz, no roza, nothing, just ask 3 times, and everything will be done. So when that overtakes you, then look at the all of the wa'id and the punishments. So keep the balance always. Another explanation of that is, young people should look more at the azab and punishment, because that's the temptation of guna is more. And when a person is old, now I can't do anymore anything. And I haven't done anything in my life. Now look at Allah's mercy. When you are in guna, then look at Allah's azab. And when you have made lot ibadat, then fear, is it accepted or not? In this way, if you keep that balance, you'll never go off track. You'll be always on line. And also our deen, some of us also feel, whatever little we are doing is good enough. And we also say, at least for the children, at least they're doing this. If somebody in the house will shout to the children or somebody, they say, they're at least doing this. They're at least making one namaz. So like that, if we say, at least, and we also think, at least I'm doing this. So, if your plates you have, make them from newspaper. You can make a plate of newspaper plate. And make your stove also of newspaper. Make your pot also of newspaper. And the electric wire also, cable, expensive. Use some string and some cheap string. And say, at least I have got this here. Who will be satisfied? My son is getting married, so I prepare his house with all this. Paper stove and paper pot and paper plates, etc. And I say, at least you got this. Others haven't got this also. And the electric wire also to bring the power in the stove, just put some string there. Well, nobody. So why we prepare for a deen that is a puppet deen, a paper deen? Yeah, we want the, and you want the best. You want the best stove, not just the stove that will do. And not just the crockery that will do, you want the best what you can afford. So in dunya, deen also, why don't we look for the best? Why we, yes, so whatever there is, it's enough. At least I'm making one namaz a day. That's good enough. At least I'm keeping my rozas, no matter how I'm keeping them, but I'm keeping. And this also, Allah Ta'ala reward. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, explained this also very beautifully. He said that, If you heard that an atom bomb, it can kill so many people. So you start reading a wazifa, a tasbih of 1,000 danas, atom bomb, atom bomb, atom bomb, and then you blow on a fly. The fly also didn't die. So the words don't have any value, the reality of the thing. But in deen, Allah has kept our deen that even the words have got value. Hadrat used to say, that, for example, you read, Inna shaytan lil insani aduwwum mubin. Inna shaytan. Now you read shaytan. It's in the Quran Sharif. For every letter, 5 letters, 10 sawabs for taking shaytan's name. And guaranteed it is by Allah Ta'ala. Qarun, Haman. You read their names in the Quran Sharif. For not the whole word, for each letter, minimum 10 sawabs, without wuzu. With wuzu, 25. You read it in nafal namaz, in a sitting position, 50 sawabs. In a standing position, 100 sawabs. And the whole lifetime of nafal can't equal a faraz. If you read it in the faraz of fajr, you heard it from the imam, then what is that value? So that is just on the words also. And undoubtedly our namaz, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali is explicitly written, a namaz without any concentration, like what we'll call a bad namaz, is better than not making namaz. So that is there. But now don't remain just at the bottom. Work towards perfection. All the time that our target is perfection. Not just that, well, it's better than not making namaz, but also then we have the hadith that warn us that namazes which are made in such a deplorable condition will be made in the form of a dirty rag, and they will give us baddua, that may Allah destroy you as you destroyed me. And a good namaz, the namaz gives dua for, as you looked after me, may Allah look after you also. So we have to work towards that. Not just that we say that today now, you know, the times are very hard now. One Jamaat came, they gave a very good example. Fajr time, they asked somebody, where's your son? He didn't see me here for Fajr. Young boy, 15 years, 17, 12 years. He says that I woke him up and he just wouldn't get up. And I was going to miss my namaz, so I came now. And you know how to these children, you have to use a lot of diplomacy with them. You have to be very soft and kind to them. So, okay, subject closed. And when it's now time to go to school, 8 o'clock, the boy must be up by 7:30, 7:15, whatever. Now you're waking him up, Ahmad, Yusuf, get up. He's not getting up. Now you won't go to the principal and tell the principal, you know, I woke him up. It's time for me to go to shop, to go to job. And to the young children, you have to use diplomacy. And you can't force them. Then when he doesn't get up, the belt will come out. And you will belt him and wake him up. You have to go to school. So for the dunya, then the other diplomacy. And for deen is another diplomacy. Now, for deen, we must work. Deen must be our priority in everything. And Allah, give us in our heart, not a modern deen, not all this interfaith and all this rubbish, all that, even just a normal deen, not that also, the deen of Nabi alayhi salam. That is our target, to revive every sunnah. Don't say now in this zamana, if you make amal on 10% also, you're going to get salvation. So you're pushing yourself right down. Our target must be, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ وَإِنْ نَطْلُبُ الْعِزَّ فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ أَذَلَّنَ اللَّهُ. We have to, and that Islam there is the Islam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What we can't do, we're not going to travel on camels today. But the desire must be in the heart, that how wonderful would it have been if we were still traveling on camels. No matter how long the journey takes, and all this is just one big fast. With all the things, like to our old mothers of long time ago, when they wanted to light the fire, they had to get firewood, they had to chop it, they had to get the coal, make the coal stove, light it. Now you just press a button and the heat is there already. Have our women got more time, or those women had more time? Our women got no time. With all the amenities, everything, oven, whatever you can say, how many appliances they got in the kitchen. And you ask them time, no time we got. Forget time for namaz and tilawat, no time for ourselves also. It's a whole big rat race all the time. And in those days they had lot of time, and many other examples like that. So anyway, we must try and bring the original deen, and that comes into our life. Where we are, Mona Palampuri also used to explain so beautifully, somebody is only making Juma namaz or Eid namaz. Anzilun nas manazilahum. Come down to people, address them according to where they are. And he should say, the proper approach is, don't go and tell the person, one namaz or whole week, one namaz whole year, two namaz, what's going, doesn't help you at all. You are doomed to go to Jahannam. Don't push him down. A person, a strong man is not who pushes down a person who is falling. A strong man, a person who is falling, he picks him up. And in that also Allah give us tawfiq. How many of our good people, financially strong people, lot of money. But where a person came in a problem and his property is going to be sold, his house, his shop, they take advantage of it. And they push him out, they take it for a song from that person. At that time, let him stand up, help him out. Give him more money, let him stand up again. Why you want to push him down like that? One time, this Hewlett Sugar Company, a South African company, Durban company, it was a very small family affair, this whole business. They wanted to sell a car of theirs, and in that zamana, they made a deal with a Tamil person, non-Muslim person, for 350 rand. For our time to understand, 350,000 rand. And then after that, a person came to know and he said, good car, I offer you 500 rand. They said, no. And from 350, take it as 500,000 now. Somebody else is offering. Who won't want to accept that? And you didn't complete the deal. You gave him your word, but no paperwork, nothing. So he said, no, I can't. I gave him my word, it's my word. And I won't change my word. And he sold it. He let go, in our time, 150,000. On that, though he's a non-Muslim, but Allah Ta'ala gave barakat, it's an international company. And Hewlett Sugar Company, what a big... And it came in their heart that God helped me because I remained on my word. So if we also, those are the things that we must work for. Otherwise we can easily, even a good Muslim at such a time, he also will say, I'm sorry brother, I can't now sell you the car, just happened, my wife is very cross then. She said, how could you make a deal without asking me and what you know about all these things? All that stories we'll make, but to be true and to get deen in its proper form. And deen is not only namaz and roza, and not only our aqaid also, which are the most important, our akhlaq, our muamalat. Those are the things in which almost all of us we falter in those matters. Those are the things, the propagation of deen depends on our akhlaq, our muamalat. Propagation of deen doesn't depend on our ibadat. It depends on our akhlaq and our muamalat. And with the non-Muslims, our akhlaq. That will make people, that these people, they are so strong on their deen. And not only on their ibadat and that, but in their relationships with one another. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. So we explained about, wuzu was about the washing of the arms that we finished. Then after that is masah. Masah, what we learned as little children, our Shaykh Jazawmullah Khair explained, Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali has written in his Mirqat, that we know that you take your, you wet your hands, and then this bottom here is for the sides, and the top fingers for the top. He said, don't put the ummah in that difficulty. Just ordinary, just take your hands and move them over. Not all that, this on the side, and the fingers for this, and this is the forefinger for the ears. All that, the finger for the ears is there. But you just take your water and just move your hand over your head, and your masah is done. For Hanafis, if we should make the whole head's masah, that is the sunnah proper. For Shafis, they just make a little bit their hair, but we should do whatever is the required amount, don't just do the basic of the faraz, do the sunnah amount properly. So we should do that. And then we should make our fingers with our ears. And then on the neck, the nape, we pass our fingers. Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah explained the effect of this, no matter how tired you are, you make wuzu. Wuzu is a thing that takes away your sleepiness and your tiredness also. And you can experience this. Part of wuzu is to wash the face. You're just feeling sleepy, just put water on your face. Your sleep goes away. And you can carry on. If you make your whole wuzu, then it is complete. Wuzu, water has got oxygen in it. And you are supplying the oxygen to all the parts. It brings life in the whole body. And the back, when you pass your hand, it just sort of takes out all the tiredness of the body. One time, Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh, our Ustad, our Sheikh, he explained he was still a young man. He went with Hazrat to Mewat. When they got there, they had arranged a house for Hazrat Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah, a stone house, which was literally, in that summer season, a oven. It was an oven. It wasn't just a hot, and no question of fans, and no question of air cons or anything. So, and he also became, how could you arrange such a house for Hazrat? And now in this hot heat. And then he said, we just still got there, and I thought that now, afternoon, take some taylula, make some rest. And I could hear Maulana was reading Quran Sharif. So I said, Maulana is reading Quran, so I went and see. Not Quran, namaz he was reading. And he was reading softly with little sound in his namaz. And so all the tiredness, one wuzu, and all the tiredness was gone. And we, Allahu Akbar, Maulana Abdullah Kapodri Rahmatullah Ali was the principal of Tarkeshwar Madrasa. He says that once Hussein Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali, Shaykh al-Islam, was on his dora of Gujarat, visiting Gujarat. So he was staying by somebody's place, one village. So he asked that person of the house who was hosting Maulana, please arrange for me that I can sleep in the same room with Maulana. He said, Maulana doesn't allow anyone to sleep with him. And he will be very, very angry with me. He says, please, I will make it that he won't know I'm here. So anyway, he got him to agree. Then behind the curtain, he made for him to stay there. There was this little space there. So he saw after the bayan at night, supper, and then it's already 11, 12 o'clock. Then this person coming for taweez, that person coming for mashura, other people having their paan, having their chai, talking, all going to sleep now. So it became already by about 12 it was. And then Maulana lied down to sleep. And the other people, they still just now having their tea and that. So I was there watching. And he said by the time the people just now got to sleep, half past 12, 1 o'clock, Maulana was up for his tahajjud. And then not up for his tahajjud, but he says, I heard his crying, exactly what comes in the hadith, like a potter, like a kettle boiling water, like that, Maulana crying to Allah, like a baby, crying in front of his mother, I want this, I want that, and how the baby carries on, by Allah Ta'ala, that was. And in fact, on one occasion, after all this, one person came, he said, Hazrat, I've started my small little maktab. I would like you to come there. So everyone became angry. Hazrat, whole day's program, tired. Where he's going now, you want to take him there at night. So Hazrat said, leave them all alone. Let them sleep. I will go with you. And Allah give us tawfiq. We are millions of miles away from that. But at least keep that ideal in front. And then realize that don't think that we are doing a lot. At least if we study the kitabs of our akabir, if we can't emulate them, at least just realize that I'm useless. I can't do anything. Otherwise, we just read one day tahajjud, and there now we already blowing our trumpet. Tahajjud is a great namaz. What enjoyment in tahajjud. As if we are making 20 years tahajjud and that. Allah forgive us. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So, it was Masa, yeah. So inshallah, we'll carry on tomorrow from there. With regard to Roza, we explained that about Roza of the eyes and all this which comes in this Hadith Sharif, Sawmu Junnatun. Roza is a shield, it's your protection on Ma Lam Yakhruqha, O Kama Qala, until you don't break your own shield. If we don't keep the eyes of the Roza of the eyes, we broke the shield. If we don't keep Roza of the tongue, we broke the shield. Otherwise, your shield is going to protect you. But when you yourself destroy your shield, now how is your shield going to look after you? Roza of the ears, Roza of the mind and the heart, which we discussed. Allah. And also, as we explained, see the qudrat of Allah. What is the brain? Anyone, everyone's brain. What the brain, Allah? What is the heart which Allah has given? And by Roza, we can harness them and put them in the right direction. And we can pull the world in the right direction. And if we don't and we allow it to be destroyed, it will destroy us. we will get destroyed. Then the rosa of the stomach, one was overeating, which we discussed a little. We must eat, and Allah makes it, we train ourselves. Gradually we start eating less. And how much is, and also scientifically, the body doesn't need much food. It makes its own, whatever, what vitamins we take, all the shops with the whole vitamin counters and all money making, nothing else. The whole body makes itself. What you need for your eyes, what is needed for the brain, the body just needs a little bit of food, not much, very little. And that is sufficient. So if we eat just sufficient, the body will make itself what it needs. And that will be enough for us. So we must limit the quantity of food. And then after that is what we are eating. We must eat, and yeah, also, where Allah is commanded, for all, Ya ayyuhan nas, kulu min at-tayyibat. Ya ayyuhar rusul, kulu min at-tayyibat ma razaqna. All that is for our benefit. Allah hasn't given these commands to make our life difficult. That now going to hunt and search and look for halal and tayyiban. No, for our own benefit. You are what you eat. We usually say that if the parents drank water, zamzam water of Makkah Sharif, and the semen produced from there was the blood that was made the semen, and a baby was born, he will be a Makki if he was born from that, from the semen, from the water of Makkah Sharif. If the parents ate khajur of Medina Sharif, and the blood that was made and the semen, and from there the child was born, he will be a Madani. And if the parents ate junk food, and from there the child was made, he will be a junkie. And so it's not the children that are a problem of today. We, the parents, are the problem. If we put all the raw material, as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, that a woman is created from the left rib, which is the uppermost, which is the most crooked rib. So you supply the raw material, so don't expect a perfect result. You must expect a crooked result. And now you supply the raw material, so you tolerate her now. And for that, great rewards. وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ Allah says, treat them and live with them in a beautiful way. الصبر على أعواجهن. All the crookedness they do, make sabr on that. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that the food also that we eat the right food. And then that right food also in moderation. Ramzan is a month of fasting. But literally, we have made it a month of feasting. Only the times we have changed. But we're just having an earlier breakfast. And we are having more in Sehri than what we normally eat in breakfast. In Iftari, we are having more than what we normally eat in supper. And not only more quantity, more rich food also. And the most harmful thing we do when we have our deep fries. And even more harmful if we open the roza with a deep fry. If you want to have your deep fries, your samosas, your pastries and the other things, have it afterwards. Open your roza with water, khajur, zamzam and khajur. And today, Medina Sharif's khajur are freely available. Zamzam is freely available. On that, we should open our roza. And then what, if you want to have your fries and your fish and chips and all your other things, have it up, but better not to have it. And if you eat less, you will be more fresh for Taraweeh. Then you'll enjoy Taraweeh. If you're going to eat more, you will drink more water. When you drink more water, you're going to feel more sleepy. And then you'll be lazy for Taraweeh. Then you don't want to go. Then you'll have a problem with the readers. They're reading too slow. They're making too many mistakes. The ruku is too long. This is not right. All because we ate too much. And if we didn't eat so much and you are nice and fresh, you'll enjoy the Taraweeh. So the eating also must be a bit less. It mustn't be as much as what we are eating. And all we are doing in Ramzan, we are just changing the times. That's all. But if we can see, Sehri time, we eat more. And we'll tell the children also, they see whole day no food, eat more. And our memories are so short. Iftari time, we forgot, we doubled up already. And our iftari must be less. Now we tell them all day you never eat. So at morning we ate till the night extra, at night we eat again. So we are doubling up our consumption. And the sad part is all the rich food, all the desserts, all the savories, and all the rich things, which normally we don't have, we are having it in Ramzan. And many of us, what is Ramzan? Is the time now we're going to have every day samosas. Otherwise, normally you have some, occasionally you have samosas. But our Ramzan, that also see how far we are gone from the deen of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Her nephew came to her and asked her, he needed money, 10,000 dirhams. So she said, he asked her some help. He said, if I had 10,000 dirhams, I should have given it to you. Allah put me to a test. As he just went away, somebody came and gave me 10,000. Now I have to see, am I true to my word or not? So she called him, she gave him 10,000. And then when it was iftari time, there was nothing. On another occasion, she had also telling her helper, her slave woman, give to someone, give to that one, that one. When it came to iftari time, she said, had you kept little back, then we could have bought something for our iftari. So like this, that was their life. And what is our, from 3 months before, we have got our white meat and our all that fillets and all that. We prepare all, no place in our deep freeze also. Now we have to have an extra deep freeze also. And so much we have all, just that preparation we got. And our food, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, if we got 10 things on our dasturkhan, at least think of the poor people who haven't got one thing on their dasturkhan. And now, at the moment, even if it is just in agreement with them, what? One of our great buzurg, a crook came in, and he stole, and then there was nothing. What was there to steal? So he threw his blanket in his path. So at least he can get the blanket. He came to steal, so at least let him take this. We don't want to share anything. It comes in the hadith, you plant something, and the birds that eat from it, you get sawab. People who steal from it, you get sawab. Sadaqah sawab. So for everything, but we will want to be so miserly, we just want to keep. And a person cannot be a wali of Allah until he does not spend. But today the wali of Allah must get more. All must spend on him. Must spend. But not he must spend. All must spend on him. Whereas it is the wali of Allah spends. And he spends with an open hand. And that is one of the signs. And today it is common, maulvis don't spend money. See, the business people, they will spend. They will give in, Marabrar Raksab, the madrasa you are teaching in, give some chanda in that madrasa. The other people can give 1,000 rand, 10,000 rand. You can give 1 rand. But then what shaitan will tell you, the receipt is more expensive than 1 rand. You're being a liability to the madrasa when you give 1 rand. The receipt is more expensive. So shaitan will always, munafiks, that is there. Somebody who gives little, there's no need for you to give. Somebody who gives a lot, you're doing it for name and fame. So don't worry about what we want to, where we have to spend, spend. So Allah Ta'ala give us that the food that we eat also in Ramadan, let us be very conscious what we eat. And the quantity also, and the food, the richness of the food. And simple food, that is a whole bayan also, Mawlana Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, the more simple our food, easy to get the ingredients, easy to prepare it, easy to cook it, easy to serve it, easy to eat it, easy to digest it, and the most benefit for the body. And all this rich food, lot of time to prepare, lot of money required to prepare, lot of ingredients, and you can't serve now that heavy meal you made just like ordinarily. Now you have to serve it in style also. And you take your time and you sit and eat also. And then after that, to digest it, the body got a problem. And then you need, today, one friend, we went to his house, the toilet was padded. I asked him why. He says the sounds that come out from here, and that was the time with the Iraq war. that Bush was looking for all the bombs of Saddam Hussein. All the bombs were here. It was actually padded, and not one air freshener in the toilet, two, three air fresheners. And looks like you have to finish up all three when you are, before somebody else can use the toilet again. So if you have simple food, none of these problems. And with all what, how we are stinking, we make the place stink also. So Allah, and also, when we were in Durban, I remember, we should have lassi. Sour milk with ice in it and stirred, and very delicious also and very cooling also. But then when we used to sweat, summer hot, then the sweat should come out in the form of sour milk. Now you sweating like sour milk. You are stinking like that also. You have simple food, you are simple. And you have this rich food, it's all. And that pollutes your thinking also. The more rich food and more food you eat, the less you think of the poor. And the poor who eat simple, they think more of the other poor. And that's also on record, inshallah, we'll discuss that sometime. The less we eat and the more simple, the more you'll think of the poor people. And those who are eating all the rich, rich food, they don't think of the poor at all. They're just living for themselves. And a person who is self-centered, just for himself he's living, is a despised person. Nobody likes him. And a person who lives for other people, the world loves such a person. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Let us keep our rozas in the proper way and get the full benefit of it, inshallah.